Again, two things. Can you bring you some papers? And Daryl Snyder on 9-1.
Yes, Daryl.
Yes. Mr. President?
Yep.
I have a whole, what I've been working on since I last talked with you. You know that were several areas that concerned you. One was the lease cost that you were exposed to between now and delivery time, in as much as we couldn't deliver the airplane we proposed until April, or I think it was the latter part of March, 1st of April. Well, we allowed a little time anyway after the first airplane came out to keep up the first one. And I think we had an $1,800 cost in there for lease in the interim. And then this was a concern to you, of course, and the other concern you had was the amount of money it took to put you in the airplane. And then I had talked with Mr. Kellum and Mr. Morrison about other advantages that would be available here over and above the basic advantages. Also, the price, the basic price was a question to you. And then I had mentioned to them that there would be, if you started with a new aircraft at a beneficial price and took the tax advantage there versus the Queen Air, which now is down to the value that we've been talking about, that there was, when you analyzed all of these things, that it would be much to your advantage, particularly if we could offer you a little better deal on the thing, or we could show you where it would be much more advantageous for you to have the aircraft than to continue with the aircraft that you have. So what I worked up is 2 pages of information and got the concurrence of the Home Office that would show you that we could give you a better price, we could arrange for you to keep your airplane at no cost and fly it until we did give you a delivery. And then through all of these benefits, plus the tax benefits, the lack of engine overhaul and so forth, you would end up with a very beneficial financial situation in the next 2.5, 3 years or whatever time that you propose to keep it. Then in addition to that, we would propose to offer you the opportunity of trading in at what you paid for the airplane on the larger 16-place airplane at that time, and recoup your investment, and plus get the roughly the same amount of off-the-top cost that we talked about the last time I talked with you on this airplane.
What are those figures for the three steps take? How much cash difference would I have to have next March, and then how much cash difference would I have to have on the 16th? You have any idea?
We don't have a definite figure, Mr. President, but our planning figure that we've been working with has been $100,000 difference relative to for military considerations, for instance, between today's airplane and that proposed airplane. This would not take into account all of the benefits that you would derive from it, however. I would say, for instance,
how much am I going to have to find for Mr. Kellum if when he took this one up there in April, March, and got the new one, how much money would he have to take with him?
He would have to have, trading the other one, your current airplane in, he would have to have $110,500. And his savings, your savings on 3 years of operation due to the efficiency that you'd be buying in this King Air with total $19,706 that you'd save in maintenance. Now this is based on the regular you're due soon for an overhaul on one engine, for instance. So what this is based on the overhaul engine, the fuel and oil, and the everything but unscheduled maintenance. In other words, something unexpected is not included here, but the expected maintenance you would would be that much less. Now, the tax advantage, based on our analysis, and my analysis is based on my understanding from A.W. Morrison on the fast write-off approach, we feel the tax advantage would total out to $44,771 over a period of 3 years. 2 years, 9 months, actually, because we're figuring the end of each year and you're taking it at the end of the first quarter. If you want a yearly breakdown on what we estimate the tax advantage, I can give you those best figures.
Okay.
On the King Air and the Queen Air. Would you like to have that, sir?
No, I don't think
okay.
So. So he's got to have 110 when he trades.
He has 110, but the point I was bringing up for your attention to consider along with that 110 is...
He would have paid roughly 20 for maintenance.
He would pay roughly 20 for maintenance and roughly 45 in income tax. And now that's after taking a 40... Your tax advantage is 93,000, but we figured your tax is 48%. Brings it down to an actual of 44,771. So if you added the, say, 45,000 and the 20,000, you could deduct approximately 65,000 off of your 110 that you would be getting back in pocket during the next 2 years, 2 3/4 years of operation, which then leaves you a net of 46,000 out of pocket invested. Then in conjunction with that, you would end up at that time period, which would be the end of 1968, you would end up with an airplane that would be worth $220,000. Market value as compared to the Queen Air at that time would be worth $60,000, which means that you have increased your market value by $160,000.
What does this King Air have on everything?
This King Air has everything. In fact, it has $25,000 more electronic gear than the Queen Air that you now have. This is primarily because Colonel Cross and Mr. Meek felt that for this type, and we also concur, for this type of airline operation, you should have more sophisticated equipment than you do have. But this is another point. If you backed off and took $25,000 of the gear out, which you could and still have a good flying King Air, you could reduce that 110 by another 25, but we don't recommend it. I merely point out that of that 110 difference you're paying, you get $25,000 of electronics.
Get all that up and write it to me and turn it over to Colonel Cross. Just don't direct it to me, but just to put it on blank sheets of paper and then call him over and bring it over to him next week and let me look at it.
Okay, I sure will, sir.
Now then, you don't have any idea then. When is your other 16 passenger going to be available?
The plan right now, and this is contingent, of course, on the mission support situation. We are working with your people in the military on mission support and being considered very strongly in several areas there. If they go ahead, which will expedite our development, we will have it available. We would have a prototype next summer and the production the following year. If the military situation develops. Now, if the military situation does develop because of funding, budget, money, and all this sort of thing, then we feel that it will probably be, and this again is dependent on the market, but it will probably be 4 years commercially before it's available. This is primarily because it takes longer to go the route to the commercial town. You have to wait until you get a big enough backlog of interest to justify it. If you know thereby that we'll have the backlog of interest immediately and we'll go forward.
What's the difference between the King Air that will get in March and the Queen Air that I got now?
Well, the
cabin the same?
The one that you'll get and the Queen Air that you have now, is that?
Yeah.
About
the same seating capacity?
No, you'll have one more seat. You'll have 10 seats as compared to the current. Where your air conditioner is now, there will be another seat because the air conditioner will be in the nose.
And you get a little higher?
You'll have a 1 pound, 1 1/4 pound more pressurization You'll have
What pressurization you got on the Queen Air?
The Queen Air has none, actually, the one that you have.
No.
But what I meant, I'm sorry, because I was talking about today's King Air versus the next Clembers. Incidentally, on the one that we're working on relative to your fleet, it will have that, although we're going to deliver it this year, it will have the capability to increase up to the 4.5 by adding a compressor later. In other words, it will be all geared for the new model capability. And there is a possibility that if you were, we don't recommend it, I don't think, though, but there is a possibility that you could do the same thing there, that we could start out and try to blend the next year's and this year's, but it's really best because of the time element now. You wouldn't gain enough to make any difference. It'd be best just to wait to get the complete.
What does this give you, 25,000?
What was that?
How high do you go?
That 25,000 is the...
How much speed?
You would have approximately 10,000 cabin at 25,000.
Well, how much speed?
The
250?
No, it's 270 top of the. Of course, then this is adjusted according to temperature.
And what are you Queen Air now?
Queen Air 220, I believe, Mr. President, but I've been quite current on the figure on that.
There's a principal difference. Your jet prop motors and your pressurization.
Yes, the big difference is, you know, being able to go to altitude with the pressurized cabin, getting over the weather. Another big advantage is that you get away from the noise of reciprocating engines. It's a much quieter. In fact, it's actually much quieter than the jets are, or quietness in the cabin.
Thank you a lot. You get me that stuff and let me look at it.
Yes, sir. You want me to give that to Colonel Cross?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. All right, sir. And
what is the sale price on the King Air? Three something?
The King Air, as we proposed to you, is around just a second. You don't have that screen. Also, if you, while I'm looking through this here, if you find that a demonstrator down there on a weekend or something between now and when you can take delivery would help you, I would sure try to work with you on that. We've got a shortage because these things have been exceptionally good items to sell, so we have a little problem. But if we have an advance notice, we'll try to provide you with a King Air demonstrator down there. $439,005, and I believe it actually may just be a little higher than that, but that was, I think we've added a feature to it, but it's somewhere, it's about $440,000. That's the regular retail list price.
Thank you, Darrell. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.